Derek Miller shares much of his life online in his blog. When a cancer diagnosis changed his life, it soon became part of that discourse. Now, when he was last on the program, I think it was back in January, Derek said he'd write about every detail of his treatment, the good and the bad, and he has indeed kept that promise. Derek Miller is with me now to share an update. Hello.
Hi, Priya. Good to be here. Well, I guess it's good to be here. Maybe not so good.
is that your standard line?
Well, you know, I'd good to be here, but I wish it were under other circumstances.
I would imagine. How are you doing?
Not bad. Generally not bad. This morning, actually, not so great. I was having some side effects from some of the medication I've been taking, and I didn't sleep very well last night. So when Craig, your producer, first talked to me, I thought, oh, there's no way. And then my wife said to me, well, you may as well show him what it's like when it sucks as well as when it's good. So I'm actually feeling all right now. But
she's interesting, your wife, hey? She's been a continual thread throughout, I mean, certainly the conversation we've started, but in the blog as well.
Well, I mean, it's about my life, and she's the biggest and best part of my life, so yeah. Of course.
There was a lot of hope at the end of our last conversation. Where are you now with the cancer?
There's still a lot of hope, but things are worse than I had expected at the time. I think when I last talked to you, I still hadn't gotten all the results back from the various tests. Since then, I've had one small surgery. I'm now just about to start a big round of three different types of chemotherapy and radiation for about 5 weeks, and then I'm going to wait and have more surgery and more chemo. It's going to be the whole rest of the year, basically.
So when did things turn then? What happened?
Well, it wasn't that things turned. It's that everybody got more information. And, you know, when I initially found out, nobody was sure. They thought it was probably fairly minor. And as more information comes out, it turns out that the fantastic people at the BC Cancer Agency need to do more. So essentially, we're throwing everything we can throw at it now. And with any luck, that'll shrink it enough that when they do the surgery, they'll get it all.
Let's pick up as close to the time as when we last spoke from your blog. Mm-hmm. And of course, all roads lead to your wife, as they should. You credit your wife with a reality check that you may or may not have wanted at the time, that the act of blogging itself, coming here onto my show, isn't actually going to cure your cancer, she says. What did you think when she said that?
Well, it is a good reality check because I think, you know, for a lot of technical people like me, you know, you want to solve everything by technical means. And in this case, it doesn't work that way. It's not directly under my control in a lot of ways. You know, my body's doing what it's doing, and the doctors know a lot better than I do what to do about it. I think what the blogging has done is it's helped me both organize my thoughts about it and tell other people how I'm feeling without having to repeat the story every time. Mm-hmm. And also get a lot of amazing support and thoughts and suggestions from people I know and don't know all over the world.
In that same entry that I was quoting from with regard to your wife, you were angry, you were testy, from the entry, you cried in front of your girls and you spoke of fear.
Well, and I'm still afraid. You know, obviously if you get cancer, the word death is there. None of the doctors have brought that up. They're saying, you know, we're going to get rid of this, but the possibility exists. And, you know, I don't like the statistics being such that the risks are greater for me than they are for my parents, but that's the way it is. And that's something that's come out of it all the time is it's not like the further information and knowing more changes anything. It just means we know more and can do more about it. So that's what I've been trying to document as well, is that, you know, every time we go to the doctor, sometimes there's bad news, and it's not awful news. It just means more we got to deal with. So it's, you know, that's all come out in there. If you go back through the blog, it seemed relative. You know, now I look back and think, I thought it was pretty heavy back then. And
yes.
It doesn't seem like it now because it's heavier now. You know?
Perhaps one reason I'm writing all this down is an emotional hope that it will help things go better and quicker. Has it, actually?
It has in a way, in that I don't know if it's done what I've expected to blog about it. As I said, it's gotten me a lot of really useful stuff and really helpful information from a lot of people. It's prevented me from having to tell the story over and over again.
But somewhere it's just you and your doctor at a certain point, like it was this morning. You've got to make decisions about treatment.
Yeah.
Where are you at in that process?
Well, I mean, the decisions so far have been pretty straightforward. The only real decision for anything different was that I'm on a clinical trial of some extra chemotherapy drugs that would not have been part of the standard treatment, but they're in addition to the standard treatment, and they have been used in for more severe cases previously. So it's a test case, but it seems like a pretty good chance of doing better than without.
And what does the wife say about the trials?
We were in the room when the doctor was asking us about it, and we were both totally in agreement. Let's just throw whatever we can do at this. And
is there a judgment call you have to make, though? Is it one of these lesser of two evils? It is a trial as opposed to a regimented form of treatment, which comes with risks, right?
Well, everything comes with risks. And as I say, my risk of getting cancer right now is 100%. So I'd rather deal with that. There are small risks of other things with the trial drugs, but as I said, they've been in wide use for other things for some time now, so I'm not too concerned about that. I'd rather have something that has a risk of better results, and that's what we seem to be shooting for.
Through it all, you keep blogging about all kinds of things in life, treatments, trials, cancer, guitars, technology. Seriously, peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Well, I didn't know this till yesterday, but apparently yesterday was National Peanut Butter Sandwich Day, and somebody published what's supposed to be the perfect ratio of peanut butter and jam and bread, and I tried it out and it did work. Although Todd Maffin, one of your colleagues, if you look at the comments there, he disagrees, so you can see what he thinks about peanut butter sandwiches if you go to the blog and check out his commentary.
Hard to stay focused at all on what is seemingly mundane in life?
Well, in some of the time, I'm forcing myself to write posts that aren't about cancer because I didn't want to turn it into nothing else. And I'm not working now. My employer, a company here in town called Navarik, they've been fantastic. They've been really great, and I just want to thank them, basically letting me have all the time I need here. So some of the time when I'm feeling okay, I'm kind of kicking around the house trying to figure out what to do. So, you know, I'm also a musician, so I'm recording some music and I do some podcasts and I've been working on stuff like that. So blogging about other things, I'm still, you know, looking around at that. But sometimes I am saying, okay, I'm going to write about something that's not my treatment right now, just to break it up a little.
Derek, I hope we can talk again.
I hope so too.
Good luck as you go forward.
Thanks very much, Priya.
It's Derek Miller. He's in the midst of a battle with colorectal cancer. He's been writing about the entire experience, and clearly, as you've heard, PB&J has not been exempt from the entries. That's on his blog, which I encourage you to check out, Penman.